Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. Delhi court frames charges against Lalu Yadav, Tejaswi Yadav, Rabri Devi and seven others in IRCTC scam case. Election Commission issues notification for second phase of assembly elections in Bihar. BJP to release first list of candidates today. Supreme Court orders CBI probe into Karur stampede that killed 41 people during TVK Chief Vijay's rally. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar holds meeting with his Canadian counterpart. Anita Anand says both nations are working to restore mechanisms to advance partnership. Hamas releases first batch of seven hostages as part of Gaza peace plan. U.S. President Donald Trump arrives in Tel Aviv to meet with families of Israeli hostages. And in cricket, West Indies take a lead of 44 runs for 9 in their second innings against India and second test at Delhi. The Delhi Rouse Avenue Court has framed various criminal charges against Rashtriya Janata Dal President Lalu Prasad, his wife Rabri Devi, son Tejaswi Yadav and several others in the alleged IRCTC scam case. Special Judge PC Act Vishal Gogne passed the order. The court has framed charges of corruption, criminal conspiracy and cheating against the three. The case will proceed to trial since all the accused have pleaded not guilty. The Central Bureau of Investigation has alleged that Lalu Yadav and his family accepted prime land as a bribe for awarding contracts to a private firm during Lalu Yadav's tenure as Railway Minister between 2004 to 2009. Two IRCTC hotels in Ranchi and Puri were allegedly given on lease to a company named Sujata Hotels through a manipulated tender process. In return, land worth crores was transferred to a company allegedly linked to Lalu's wife Rabri Devi and son Tejaswi Yadav at a fraction of its market value. The Yadav family have questioned the probe and said there was no evidence against them. They maintain that the case is politically motivated. The Election Commission has issued notification for the second phase of assembly elections in Bihar. With this, the nomination process has begun for 122 assembly constituencies across 20 districts. The last date for filing nominations for the second phase is the 20th of October. Scrutiny of nomination papers will take place on the 21st of October. And the last date for withdrawal of nominations is the 23rd of October. Voting for this phase will be held on the 11th of November. BJP Bihar President Dr. Dilip Jaiswal has said that final approval has been given to the list of candidates and the names for the first phase will be announced by this evening. Talking to media persons in Patna, Dr. Jaiswal said the allocation of seats among the alliance partners was decided in a very cordial atmosphere. Other NDA allies, including the JDU, are also likely to announce the names of their candidates today.
NDA गठबंधन ने अपना सीट शेयरिंग की घोषणा कर दी है.
The NDA alliance has announced its seat sharing arrangement. I have been saying for a long time that we will contest the Bihar assembly elections with rock solid unity. We are the first to announce our seat sharing and from this evening we will start announcing our candidates.
शाम से उम्मीदवार की घोषणा शुरू करेंगे.
The Jan Suraj party is also expected to release its second list of candidates today. The party has already released its first list of 51 candidates. Meanwhile, discussions among the constituents of the Grand Alliance regarding seat sharing are still underway. Congress State President Rajesh Ram said a decision on seat sharing has been finalized and a formal announcement will be made soon. The Election Commission today issued notification for the by-election for 8 assembly seats in 7 states. These assembly constituencies are Budgam in Nagrota in Jammu and Kashmir, Anta in Rajasthan, Karchila in Jharkhand, Jubilee Hills in Telangana, Tarantaran in Punjab, Dampa in Mizoram and Nuapara in Odisha. The last date for filing nominations for Jammu and Kashmir and Odisha is the 20th of this month and for Jharkhand, Mizoram, Punjab, Telangana and Rajasthan the 21st of this month. The by-election for these assembly seats will be held on the 11th of November and counting of votes will take place on the 14th of November. The Supreme Court has ordered a CBI inquiry into Karur's stampede in Tamil Nadu, in which at least 41 people died during a political rally of Tamaraga Vetri Kadagam TVK on the 27th of last month. The party led by Tamil actor Vijay had moved the top court, challenging the Madras High Court direction for a special investigation team probe into the incident. The Apex Court bench of Justices J.K. Maheshwari and N.V. Anjaria ordered a three-member committee headed by former top court judge Justice Ajay Rastogi to supervise the investigation. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today said India can become a developed nation only through the path of a production-driven economy. Inaugurating Vikasit Bharat Build-a-Thon 2025, Mr. Pradhan said the 21st century is a knowledge-based century and the country is going to lead this knowledge-driven world and economy. The minister highlighted that to become a developed nation, India needs a clear vision, advanced technology and IT-driven solutions, and expressed confidence that students will create these in the years to come.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi gave us a clarion call. By 2047, we have to have developed India. You all are going to create new history, new model, not only for India, for entire world, entire humanity. You all are very privileged and very in an advantage position. You are in a high pedestal. You all must be thankful to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He envisioned a new model, Atal Innovation Mission, through this hackathon.
Organized by the Ministry of Education in collaboration with Atal Innovation Mission and Niti Aayog, the nationwide initiative invites schools and teachers to empower students from classes 6th to 12th to showcase their creativity and problem-solving skills. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has announced that recruitment for the Railway Protection Force, RPF, will now be conducted annually by the Staff Selection Commission. The minister also unveiled several initiatives aimed at upgrading the force with modern technology. Addressing the 41st raising day of the RPF at Valsad in Gujarat, the minister said the RPF personnel will soon be equipped with VHF sets and will receive advanced digital and drone training to enhance their operational capabilities.
NCRB के साथ मिलकर आप काम कर रहे हैं कि इसके implementation के लिए
You are working together with the NCRB for its implementation. 14 crore rupees has been sanctioned for the database applications and advanced digital and drone training will be provided in all training centers. Laboratories will also be set up everywhere at a cost of 20.
इसके लिए भी 21 crore rupees की लागत से सभी जगह laboratories की स्थापना की जाएगी.
Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said that PM Gati Shakti has acted as a bridge between macro planning and micro implementation. Addressing the fourth anniversary of the PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan in New Delhi, the minister said the initiative transcends every sector of government and governance. He added that PM Gati Shakti embodies Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of integrated planning and area-based development.
The long-term economic growth imperatives of the nation, all of them should be thought through in a very comprehensive manner. And therefore, the Honorable Prime Minister, when he launched PM Gati Shakti, had said that with the resolve of Atmanirbhar Bharat, the foundation for the next 25 years is being laid. And truly, the PM Gati Shakti has acted as a bridge between macro planning and micro implementation.
During the event, the minister also launched other initiatives under PM Gati Shakti, including PM Gati Shakti Public Platform, PM Gati Shakti Offshore, an NMP dashboard, and LEAPS 2025. More from our correspondent.
The PM Gati Shakti has integrated 57 central ministries and 36 states and union territories on a single digital platform across more than 1,700 data layers. Mechanism of Network Planning Group, NPG, has been institutionalized as part of the initiative under which infrastructure projects are evaluated for integrated planning, multimodality, intermodality, whole-of-government approach and last-mile connectivity. So far, 293 infrastructure projects worth over 13,59,000 crore rupees have been evaluated through the NPG mechanism. This year alone, about 25 workshops and training sessions were conducted for training and capacity building of officers, wherein 100 officers participated. Overall, more than 25,000 officers have been trained till date. With Aman Yadav, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the midday news. The first release of living Israeli hostages from Gaza has begun as part of the first phase of the ceasefire plan in the Israel-Hamas war. Hamas has released 7 hostages to the Red Cross today. 20 living hostages will be exchanged for more than 1,900 Palestinian prisoners held by Israel. The living hostages will be handed by the Red Cross to the Israeli military. This is the first of 3 stages of the release of hostages under the peace plan. A multinational force of around 200 troops overseen by the U.S. military will monitor the ceasefire, according to a senior U.S. official. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump landed in Tel Aviv today. According to the White House, Trump is set to meet with families of Israeli hostages and address the Israeli parliament Knesset. Trump will depart for Egypt later to attend the Sharm el-Sheikh Peace Summit on Gaza, where leaders from more than 20 countries, including Emmanuel Macron of France, UK's Keir Starmer, and the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, will also join the summit. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said India-Canada relations have been steadily progressing in the last few months, and both nations are working to restore and reinvigorate the mechanisms necessary to advance the partnership. In his opening remarks during the meeting with the Foreign Minister of Canada, Anita Anand, in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said India's approach is to move forward with a positive mindset. The External Affairs Minister noted that both sides in today's meeting have made an ambitious roadmap for cooperation in various domains, including trade, investment, civil nuclear collaboration, AI and energy.
NCRB ke saath milkar aap kaam kar rahe hain ki iske implementation ke liye.
Look at Canada. We see a complementary economy. We see another open society. We see diversity and pluralism. And we believe that that is the basis for a close, sustainable and long-term cooperative framework.
Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh will be leading the Indian delegation for the 19th Midterm Ministerial of the Non-Aligned Movement, NAM, being held in Kampala, Uganda, on the 15th and 16th of this month. According to the MEA, Uganda is the chair of NAM for the period 2024-26, and the theme of the Midterm Ministerial is deepening cooperation for shared global affluence. In Australia, around 120 troops from the Indian Army have arrived to participate in the 4th edition of Exercise Austra-Hind 2025 with the Australian Army from today. The Indian High Commission in Canberra stated the exercise will strengthen defence cooperation and reinforce the spirit of collaboration and mutual trust. The exercise will focus on joint company-level operations in open and semi-desert terrain. In cricket, West Indies were 323 for 9 wickets against India in the first session on day 4 of the second test match at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. The visitors are leading by 53 runs. West Indies resumed their second innings at an overnight score of 173 for 2. Earlier in the first innings, Austin Chase led side got bundled out for just 248 runs in response to India's 518 run mark. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Delhi court frames charges against Lalu Yadav, Tejasvi Yadav, Rabri Devi and others in IRCTC scam case. Election Commission issues notification for second phase of assembly elections in Bihar, BJP to release first list of candidates today. Supreme Court orders CBI probe into Karur's stampede that killed 41 people during TVK Chief Vijay's rally. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar holds meeting with his Canadian counterpart Anita Anand, says both nations are working to restore mechanisms to advance partnership. And in cricket, West Indies take a lead of 54 runs in their second innings against India in second test at Delhi. And with that, we end the midday news.